NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The sell-off on Wall Street is growing as the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunges over 600 points. Investors are worried property defaults in China will have a worldwide ripple effect. The Dow dropped over 680 points at one point, and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both fell over 2%. There are growing fears Beijing may let a huge Chinese property developer fail, and that may inflict worldwide financial losses. The FBI is on the scene at the Northport, Florida home of Brian Laundrie's parents. More from Reed Shepard.
Police have been in and out of the Laundrie home for several days, and authorities staged a search this past weekend at the Carlton Preserve. Police have said Laundrie came back to Sarasota County by himself on September 1st. He remains a person of interest in Gabby Petito's disappearance.
A Southeast Texas police officer has died following a shooting. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says Officer William Bill Jeffrey was killed this morning while serving a drug warrant on Aero Park near Bush Intercontinental Airport. A second officer, Sergeant Michael Vance, is in emergency surgery but stable. Harris County Sheriff's Ed Gonzalez says the suspect was killed. AstraZeneca is announcing what it calls groundbreaking results in a trial of its new breast cancer drug. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The British pharmaceutical giant says the drug, called Enhertu, cut the risk of death or progression of HER2-positive breast cancer by 72%. AstraZeneca also says when Enhertu is paired with chemotherapy, it's twice as effective in controlling HER2-positive breast cancer as existing treatments.
The majority of people in a new poll oppose the Supreme Court's recent decision allowing the restrictive new Texas abortion law to be implemented. Roughly 62% of respondents believe the Supreme Court should not try to alter Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 ruling that led to the legalization of abortion in the U.S. You're listening to The Latest on NBC News Radio.